the upper part of your
leg?
And this part down here?
Dad.
And this? You might say she kicked him in the
shin.
Okay. And this?
Ankle.
Okay, and this?
Foot.
And everybody has two?
Two.
Okay.
Not everybody.
Well, most people have two feet.
They're supposed to have.
Now, let's see, if it's 4:45, if we're telling time, and it's 4:45, you can either say 4:45, or you can say something about 5 o'clock.
4:45 or a quarter till...
Okay.
Quarter till 5.
Okay. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? Stands up about that high. It's got legs that come down like that. A carpenter puts a board on it when he's sawing.
Oh.
Well, sometimes these same things are used at, oh, if you're going to have a church supper. Set up a couple of these and put boards across them.
Table? No.
No, it's a, let's see.
Bench? White bench?
Yeah. Now, does that fit the description? It's just about this wide and about that long?
White bench. All carpenters have what they call white benches.
Okay. Now, what about a support that's used for firewood, to saw firewood, and it's got two X's like this?
Well, I don't wear that name for those. I always call them sawhorses.
Okay, fine. What do you call a thing that has a hood on it and four wheels and a handle and a baby lies in it?
Baby carriage.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would?
Roll it.
Okay. What do you call it when a person goes diagonally across a field instead of going around it? You might say he went, what, across the field? If he goes from one corner to another, instead of all the way around it.
Then you'd say, which straight across the field, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Straight across. You'd have to go straight across. If you didn't go around, I guess you'd have to go straight across.
Okay. Well, now suppose instead of going straight across like this, suppose he went diagonally across. Would you ever call that going catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
I've heard that word used a lot of times, catty-corner.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that'll be right answer.
Well, would that fit in there?
Catty-corner, I guess so.
Okay. Now let's see, if two roads cross like this, and there's two roads, and there's a house over here, and a house down here, you'd say the two houses are what from each other?
Cross the road from each other.
Okay. Now could you ever use catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or anti-godland or something like that to mean that relationship? I'll show you what I'm talking about, see? Like, these are the roads right here.
Yeah.
And here's a house. And here's a house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you say that these houses are kitty-cornered or catty-cornered across from each other? Or would you ever use it that way?
I think catty-cornered would be the word to use. Catty-cornered from one to another.
Okay, fine. Now, let's see. It seems to me there was one that I was going to go back to. Oh, yeah. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse? Do you remember
it now? I don't know where it is, some kind of mother.
Maybe some kind of wife?
Midwife.
Okay.
That's what it
okay.
is. Clear. Midwife.
Yeah, I knew you'd think of it.
Midwife, that's what it is.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is, I couldn't think of that. Midwife.
If something goes off in all directions, would you ever say, things went every which way, or every which way, or this away and that away, like an explosion. If the pieces of metal went all over the place like that, how would you express that? You'd say pieces of metal went.
Went every which way, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Sidewalk.
Between a sidewalk and a street.
Oh, you mean the land between a sidewalk and a street?
Yeah, it's a little grassy strip.
I just don't know that one.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know where that's called. I don't believe it.
No,
have you got a name for it?
No, I don't know what it's called either. I never called it anything. Let's see, now there's one other. Oh, yeah, what do you call, or do you have a term for, a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
What do you call that?
Do you have a name for that?
No, they usually do that a lot of times. They don't do it as much now as they used to. You know, they used to get married a lot of times out to these country churches and then have rice and I don't know what everything. Most of the time they get to the card and put a lot of names on the card, just married and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what to call it. I think it's done just for all.